Within the vast expanse of imagination, and in the endless possibilities of the future, there lie countless stories to be told. These are the tales of science fiction, adventures of deep space and dystopias, and of aliens and automatons. Now join us as we look to the stars and the unknown, as we travel beyond skies. Today's episode, The Last Flight of Icarus, a story set in a world where every desire you have is anticipated in advance and served to you on a silver platter before you even know you want it. Even better, all the wants and desires of everyone on Earth are harmonized so they never conflict with anyone else. In this Edenic paradise, one person's life is about to change forever after an unexpected encounter. This is the story of Marco.
Good morning, world. Oh, wait. Actually, it's 12:02, so I guess it's technically afternoon. Well, good afternoon, world. Is that Bach? No, Telemann. Oh, gosh, I like this song. That man was a genius. Too bad they don't make him like him anymore. Just as well, though. Don't need other people crowding out the field when perfection has already been reached. La da da da. Bacon, eggs, and Telemann, as it should be. I wonder what I want to do next. I guess it's time to get out of bed.
Time for the Flower Fest, too. And you may want to check out the samples from the Pan American Space Station on the Narcissus asteroid. But if cozy winter weather isn't your thing, thank goodness for climate suits. Isn't that right, Julia?
That's right, Kevin. I don't know what I'd do without that thing. It's practically fused with my body this time of year. In other news, a cyber hacker who goes by the name of Tantalus has been infiltrating Icarus, our Universal Connectivity System, or UCS, disconnecting some of our residents from the network, perhaps permanently.
Oh.
However, new Seattle Mayor Mara Lenora says, don't worry, we're hot on the trail. Next in economic news, the labor minister is finding new ways to get people excited about showing up for their shifts.
Together with the UCS, which makes our society run more smoothly, we are excited to announce that our authority has expanded to allow direct access to the brain's neurologic pleasure pathways to quickly and powerfully reward employees and employers for contributing to the overall good of society. We really see this as a win-win, and we know you will.
Tantalus the cyber hacker. Breaking into Icarus. What a weird guy. Not that he'll get away with it. I'm sure NSPD is on that case. Still, I wonder what would make someone want to do something like that. Oh, wow. I didn't even notice. Looks like there's a gift on the table. Wonder when that got there. For Eli at 8:32 p.m. tonight. Huh. Makes me wonder what Eli's up to. I haven't seen that guy in ages. A comm for Eli? That's serendipitous. Let's see what it says.
Marco, my man, did you get the ping? I'm on the way to Ella's, but the UCS says you haven't even left the house yet. I guess it's planned something special for us all today. See you there, loser. Last one there is paying.
Oh, why does he always make that joke? Nobody's paid for anything since the unification back in what, 70s, 80s? And what was that about UCS ping? I didn't notice anything. Oh, wait, there it is. Must have missed it while watching the news. Let's see now. Oh, yeah. Yep. 12:30 at Ella's Mind Bar. What time is it now? 12:10? Looks like the speeder the UCS called is here. And now I'm dressed, so I think that's all. Oh, wait. Can't forget Eli's gift. I don't know what that's for. Damn, I look good. Yeah, green's a better choice. Let's head out to Ellis. I can't believe places like this still exist. I mean, who needs a mind bar when the UCS can do all that for you right in your living room?
Come on, buddy.
You know how much Ella loves this place. She's been here since before the unification. It's her whole world. There's no way the UCS would ever let this place shut down. Plus, the retro vibes are pretty sick. Looks like we're going to Tokyo 3 today. Can't wait.
Where else would we go? I'll still need her help setting up. I can never remember how these wires work.
I thought you were supposed to be the rational one. Don't you like that sort of thing? Let me check that.
Come on, dude. Ditching me right after we arrive? Class act.
No, it's all good. That's not for till later.
Oh, hey. Here comes Ella now.
Boys, so good to see you. I can't even remember the last time you came by. I miss you two quite a bit.
I mean, if you'd wanted us to come, wouldn't the UCS have brought us here?
You missed us? What do you mean by that, Ella?
Come now, Marco, you know how old-fangled I am. I never got into any of that stuff.
You mean you're not registered with Icarus? I know you're a bit of a dinosaur, but...
Like, is that even legal? I mean, how is society supposed to function when we're not all working together?
No, it's not like that. Don't you remember? Icarus brought us together in the first place. Good thing, too. You boys have been one of the best things that have ever happened to me. That being said, some days I may accidentally disconnect and forget to get back in.
You can do that?
Hmm.
But why? I mean, I know you're old-fashioned, but isn't the UCS only a good thing?
Right. Besides the peace and harmony stuff, it helps me get whatever I want. Hell, it even knows what I want before I do.
Why would you give that up, Ella? Weren't you born before the unification? Wasn't it pretty terrible back then?
It's like you said. Maybe I'm just a dinosaur. Sure, life was harder then for sure. Not like now. You spend half your life trying to figure out what you wanted and the other half trying to get it. And whatever time you had left, you sat around griping about how it wasn't good enough or getting bored with it as soon as you had it. But it gave you a reason to get out of bed in the morning. And mind you, I was just a kid when the unification happened, and now look at me. So maybe that's just an old person's grass is greener reminiscing. Anyway, you've let this old lady blather on long enough. Don't mind me, dears. Just do what you came here to do. Enjoy yourselves. Let me guess, Tokyo 3? I'll get you set up right away.
Goodbye. See you later. Well, that lady was as crazy as ever. Maybe even a little crazier than usual. Still, though, I had a good time. I wonder what's next.
You're under arrest for willfully undermining the social order by disconnecting from the UCS.
Damn, they're quick.
You knew they were coming?
Sure did. Reported her myself. Though our UCS devices overheard it and would have reported her anyway. But my device buzzed while she was talking. You know, the quiet ping type. And told me that I wanted to report it personally. So I did. I mean, she wasn't wearing her UCS module. She kind of had it coming.
Makes sense. The model is the heart of Icarus. That's what connects you, connects us to each other, to everything, to ourselves. Looks like that's for me. I wonder what I want to do next.
Hey, before you check that, there's something I want to tell you.
For sure, man. What is it?
It's just that, well, going to Ella's with you one more time was the last thing I wanted to do, you know? Like, I feel like I've maxed out on what this world has to offer. I've lived a good life, and I'm ready to move on.
Oh. So you're logging out.
I always thought that was a strange euphemism. But yeah, got the notification right before Ella showed up, remember? And it just felt right, you know? After today, that's it.
I got it.
You hear about that sort of thing from time to time. I just didn't think it would be me. But when you know, you know. You know? Guess I really lived it up and maxed out on what life has to offer.
Yeah, totally, man. You've gotten everything you can out of life, seems like.
Seems like.
Let me just check that real quick. 8:32 p.m. Eli's present. Eli's present. What does that mean? Oh, here, man. This is for you.
Thanks, Marco. Two cookies. One for you and one for me.
Chocolate chip and moonberry. Sweet.
I guess there was one more thing I wanted. Good stuff.
Yeah. Hey, you don't wonder if you might be wrong, do you?
What do you mean?
I mean, like, you didn't know you wanted this cookie, right? Maybe there's still something else out there that you could want to try, don't you think?
Come on, man. What are you saying? And you're supposed to be the rational one. Icarus brought me the cookie. That means I wanted it. Icarus knows, and Icarus says my time is up. It's gotten me this far, so that's good enough for me.
Oh, well, makes sense.
Well, looks like my cab arrived. I heard you got a ping too. You coming to the center with me?
No, looks like I'm headed to a buffet on Henna's Sky Yacht. Something to do with the Flower Fest. So, yeah, it looks like we don't want me to come with you.
Sounds good, man. Looks like it's time for a hug.
Looks like...
Well, I guess this is goodbye. Later, loser.
Later, dude. End of an era and the beginning of a new one, I guess. Well, let's kick it off right and see what's going on at that party. That space flower thing was wild. So many colors. Never seen anything like that before. Oh, so interesting.
Who are you talking to?
Huh? No one. Anyone. What? Who are you?
Nobody, you know.
How come you didn't show up on my little pingy thing? If you didn't show up, I guess I don't want to talk to you.
Did I really used to be like this? I didn't show up because I didn't want to. You like surprises sometimes, right?
I had a surprise party once. Icarus never warned me, but I had a good time, so I guess I do like surprises sometimes. Are you a surprise from Icarus for me?
I guess you could say that. Why don't you come here? Okay, maybe that's a little too close. There we go. That's better.
What kind of surprise is it? Are you throwing another surprise party for me? Wait, it's not even my birthday. At least, is it? Maybe Icarus never reminded me because it wanted my birthday to be a surprise too. This is so exciting.
It's not a birthday party. Here, take this.
What is that? A liquid? More beer? Or is it flight? Oh, I've never tried flight before, but I've heard it's fun.
Just take it. Feel better?
Yeah, I guess so. But who are you anyway? What's my surprise?
Still rambling on about that surprise stuff? Look, I guess you could say it's me. I'm your surprise.
You're my surprise. Do I know you? You look familiar. Where have I seen your face before? Wait a second. You're that Tantalus person, aren't you?
Sure am.
Hey, let me go! Ah! What are you doing with my Icarus model?
I have a fancy module deactivator here. Made it myself. Because now that you figured out who I am, the NSPD is going to be here any second. This should buy us some time. Come on. This should be good enough for now. Ask me your questions, fast.
Why didn't the UCS keep me away from you?
I'm not plugged into the system. Couldn't anticipate me, so didn't know how to respond to me. Kind of like when you bumped into Ella today. Once you figured out who I was, it knew what to do.
You knew Ella?
Don't want to give too much away, but yeah. I guess she helped make me who I am. Took her ideas to the logical extreme, though.
We reported her, you know. Eli and me.
Oh, I know.
You don't sound happy about it.
Of course not, you idiot. Why would I be happy that you were in a perfectly good person's life? And don't start with the social order crap. Just look around you. Take a nice, good look around you. See what it's like? Everyone's walking around like zombies, waiting for their next fix. The street is even filled with who knows what, and it smells even worse.
That's only because the cleaning bots broke down and nobody's wanted to fix them. But I just overheard on the news today that the labor minister is going to give direct dopamine hits to people who show up to work, so that probably...
To hell with the labor minister, and to hell with the UCS and this whole damn system. Don't you see how messed up this is? Don't you see how everything is falling apart right in front of us? Don't you see... Wait, are you trembling? Are you scared? I bet you've never seen an angry person before, is that right? I thought so. I'm sorry.
Is it true what they say about you? That you permanently remove people from the Icarus system?
I suppose, after a manner of speaking, I show people the truth and then I let them decide what they want to do about it.
But why? Why do you do it?
What do you want?
What do you mean?
What do you want? Don't know, do you? No, don't look at your wrist. Your UCS module isn't there, remember? You're building a whole new muscle. Just think about it. If you could do anything right now, what would you do?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Let's start with the basics. Now that your UCS module is gone, your outfit reverted back to your pajamas. Do you like sitting in a puddle of sewage and speeder oil outside in the cold in your pajamas? Can you imagine a better scenario?
I guess I'm cold, so it'd be nice to be warm.
Good.
And not wet, maybe.
Good. Very good.
So maybe I'd like to go home. But I don't know how. Now I don't know how to get home.
Now, think about Eli.
What about him?
What about him? God, was I ever this pighead? Your friend, Eli, he's signing his life away. Do you want that?
But he has no desires left to be fulfilled. He had no reason to continue. He's given up because he's done everything he wants to do.
He's giving up because Icarus told him to. This beautiful vision we were sold, the beautiful vision of unity and fulfillment, of every desire that we bought and swallowed hook, line, and sinker. That is what killed him. That's what's killing all of us. This whole city, the world, we're already slaves, and they're not going to stop until we're all dead or just reduced to puppets, if we're not already there.
Prove it.
Prove it? You are the proof I need. You applauded Eli for carting Ella off to prison. Then you stood there and watched as he voluntarily walked off to his suicide appointment that a computer algorithm generated for him.
No, he's given up because he's done everything he wants to.
And yet somehow in the last 5 minutes, you found that you wanted to stand up, go home, and get out of the cold, change your clothes without Icarus telling you a single damn thing. There's a whole world out there that you've never tried because you haven't known to look for it. I bet you everything that the same could be said for Eli. Hell, I bet he could have eaten both of those cookies you gave him.
Like, that would have made a difference in the end.
But it wouldn't be an end. It would be a beginning.
A life full of wanting what you can't have sounds fulfilling.
And what Icarus gives you is fulfilling? It's like Ella said. It's not all sunshines and rainbows, that's for sure. Some days it's more than you can bear, feeling like you'll never have what you want. And watching even the things you do have slip away from you moment by moment. It's like drinking boiling water when you're thirsty. Damned if you do and damned if you don't. I know that must sound like a terrible foreign concept, but trust me, there's something about that feeling that makes you feel, well, human. You can't build a life off of it, but you can't really live without it.
Something tells me that Eli would have understood that. Oh, no. What am I thinking? What am I doing here with you? Oh, they can't see me with you. You're a criminal. I'm a criminal. My module's gone. No, wait. You took my module. Give it back. I'll explain everything. It's not my fault. It's your fault. I didn't want this. Oh, help. They're getting closer. Give it back already. Please. Over there. Help.
See that?
See what?
That. What you're feeling. What is that?
What?
That feeling. I can hear it in your voice. Something's coming alive inside you. Something you didn't even know was there. What is it?
It's wanting, I guess. They're getting closer. You won't get away.
That doesn't matter. You're feeling something. Something your own. Something Icarus didn't plan for you.
How do you know if something is a good thing to do or not? And how do you live without feeling completely taken over?
You don't. Not at first, anyway. You're fighting yourself and everyone else right out of the gate. You're against the riptide, and you don't even have time to figure out which way you want to go, only that you can't go the way you're going. And then you're racing against the clock, realizing that if only you just had a little more time, you'd be able to chase that feeling down. That feeling keeps clawing away at you, hauling you out bit by bit, no matter how much you stuff inside it. And then one day, if you're lucky, you understand. The only way to win is to stop playing the game, to surrender and no longer let yourself be defined by that need. And that's when life really opens up. That's when you see for the first time. That's when you really become human, I think.
I don't know why, but it sounds nice. I'm going after Eli.
You know they're going to stop you. You probably won't even make it there. You'll be labeled as a terrorist, and they'll probably kill you before you're out of this alleyway.
I don't know exactly why. And I definitely don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't know if it's for me or for him, but I know that's what I want. I don't care if he gets it. I don't care if he changes his mind. I don't care if I even make it there. All I know is that right now I need to do this, and I couldn't live with myself if I don't. I have to do this. If they kill me, so be it. It's the first choice I'll have made for myself, and even if it's my last choice too, at least it was mine. I have to do this.
You sure about this, Marco?
Yeah, I think I am.
Then run. I'll stop them as long as I can.
But what about your mission, about freeing people from the UCS?
I'm not the only one of me. And even if we die here, if you finish today freer than you started, it was a life well lived for me.
Yeah.
Marco, run.
Police, freeze where I shoot! I repeat, emergency.
Run, Marco.
Permission to shoot. Granted. Target down!
One suspect.
Eli, hold on. I'm coming for you. Just hold on. Just hold on. Please, just...
This has been Beyond Skies. Today's episode, The Last Flight of Icarus, was written by Nathan A.M. Almeida. Featured in the cast are Josiah Score as Marco and Landon Trask as Eli. The role of Tantalus was played by Sean Nee, with Miriam Canfield as Ella, Jonathan Heisey as newscaster Coven, and Grace Wiggins as newscaster Julia. Harrison Wiggins played the part of the labor minister. The police officers were played by Hannah and Joshua Jordan, and the voice of the UCS module was performed by Grace Wiggins. The sound design and score were created by Hannah Jordan. We hope you have enjoyed listening. Beyond Skies can be found on Spotify, Apple Music, and wherever you find your podcasts. If you have any questions regarding the program, feel free to email us at beyondskiespodcast@gmail.com or visit our social medias on Facebook and Instagram at Beyond Skies Podcast and on Twitter at Beyond Sky Radio. Tell your friends about us, and we'll see you in the stars.